I got you the milk you needed.
What do I owe you?
Forget it.
No, you bought me juice and bread yesterday. Now, I may be losing my job, but I can still afford to pay for a carton of milk.
Roseanne.
What do I owe you?
Okay, it's $1.40.
Okay, let's see. 50, 75, 80. Okay, I'll give you the rest when I do the laundry.
Wonderful.
So, did you find something for Mom for Mother's
Day? Why don't we just send her some perfume?
She'll think we don't like the way she smells.
I don't like the way she smells. How about flowers?
Why don't you just say her house stinks, too? How about candy?
No, we gave her candy 2 years ago, remember? Thanks for the candy, girls. I could have swallowed my filling, but luckily it stuck right in the caramel. How about a crystal vase?
Can't afford that. Hey, what about if we break a glass and put it in a box marked fragile?
Oh, I know. What? Let's get her something that makes her feel really young.
What, like a wagon?
You're not helping.
Hey, I think I found my Mother's Day present from the kids.
You're not gonna open it, are you?
It's 2 days away.
Well, I need time to practice pretending like I like it. Oh, man, I should have opened it a week ago.
Didn't they give you slippers last year?
Yeah. These are them. I forgot to return them.
Boy, these are ugly.
Mom will love them. Boys, press 1 now.
Mother. Hi. Yeah, when? Oh, great. Yes. Okay, cool. Bye. Dana did it. She got the concert tickets Des Moines next Saturday.
Awesome.
We're going to meet Marcy and Lisa at Dana's, and then we're going to pick everybody else up in the van.
Oh, this is going to be so great.
Yes, as long as we all understand that you and Stacy won't be sitting with me and my friends.
Becky, there's going to be 20,000 people there. Why would we sit next to the only 4 geeks?
Okay, we're going away for the weekend without an adult. The big R is definitely going to have a problem with that.
Well, not if we tell her the right way. I mean, we just got to make it sound good.
How?
I don't know. Tell her we're never coming back.
Hey.
Hey.
How was your day?
Would you like to know what your son did?
Well, if he's my son, it must be something bad.
Well, I had to go to school to see his teacher because it seems like he hasn't turned in any of his math homework for the past 2 weeks.
I see. And how did he explain this?
Well, he's had a lot of extra responsibility around here since you died.
Did I suffer?
No. Sniper. Clean shot.
I said I was sorry.
Ever since he got that video game, he's just been goofing off.
All right, Deej, from now on, you finish your homework first thing when you come home from school. You read me?
Yes.
Is that it?
Oh, and you cannot lie to your teachers. You got it?
Okay.
Okay.
No, it is not okay. You're not going to watch any TV this whole weekend. Do you understand that? And you're not playing any of those video games either till your teacher calls me and tells me that you're caught up.
Dad!
You heard your mother.
Now take your homework upstairs and wash up for dinner.
I hate you.
Then my work here is done.
What?
Hey, thanks for your help there.
What? I backed you up.
Why do I always have to be the bad guy?
Hey, I told him he had to do his homework and stop lying to his teachers. What else do you want from me?
How about if you punish him once? How about if you end up where he doesn't like you?
Give him time. He'll turn on me. He's a Connor boy. 6 or 7 years from now, we'll be slugging it out on the front lawn.
Well, that doesn't do me any good now, does it, Dan?
We'll ask later.
DJ, be quiet. You're going to wake up Mom.
I don't care.
It's Mother's Day, you moron. Stop trying to tick her off.
Yeah, go upstairs, hose off whatever stupid thing you made for in school, and bring it down.
Or what?
Or we'll bury you under the porch with the rest of our brothers.
Hi.
Hey.
I only had 5 eggs in my fridge.
Oh, well, how long have they been there?
Well, I know I bought them on my way to work. I just don't remember which job.
Get it before it wakes up Mom.
I got it. Hello? Oh, hi, Mom. No, it's Jackie. Happy Mother's Day. Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame you can't say the same to me. So, did you get the slippers? Unique good or unique bad?
Maybe we should ask Dad about the concert. I mean, maybe he can soften Mom up.
No, I don't think he'd go for it either. Besides, she's still mad about the whole DJ thing. I think we should just stick to our plan.
Mom, don't you think that if I was dating somebody, I would tell you about it just to get you off my back? Oh, really? Well, go suck an egg. Huh? No. I did not. No, why would I say something like that? Suck an egg? I don't even know what that means. You. I didn't say that. Must be a bad connection. So, Mom, listen, happy Mother's Day, and I'll tell Roseanne to give you a call when she gets up. Okay? Uh-huh. Bite me. Oh, man. I should have thought of that a long time ago.
Here she comes. Tell her how great she looks.
Well, it's your father's way of telling me how much he loves me.
You said you liked it.
I love it, because I know that you picked it out all by yourself.
Oh, my, my, my. Let me feel. Oh, boy. That feels fire retardant.
It's way retardant.
She hates it. Do something.
Sit down, Mom. There's your coffee and juice. French toast is coming up.
What, did you actually make breakfast?
Well, sure. It's Mother's Day.
What's the catch?
No catch. Can't we just do something nice?
I don't know. You never have.
Here, happy Mother's Day.
Oh, look at it. It's an ashtray with your picture at the bottom.
Oh, it's a shame you quit smoking. You could grind your butts out on his face.
Well, I like it, DJ, and I'm going to use it for a candy dish.
You really, really love it?
I love it, yes. And you're still not watching any TV.
Gee!
Here, Mom, this is from me and Darlene.
Oh, thanks. Oh, look at that. It's a gift certificate to the beauty box.
Oh, man, Mother's Day makeover. Manicure, pedicure, facial, complete hairstyling.
Man, this must have cost a lot. Which one of you is pregnant?
Mother, we just wanted to get you something we thought you'd really like.
Yeah, I mean, I know I've been kind of a nightmare this year, so it's just my way of saying thanks for putting up with me.
Aw, that is so sweet. Thank you. That's so nice. Look at Dan. The girls got me a good gift.
Way to go.
And you know what would just make it perfect? We all go together.
Oh, no, that's just for you.
No, I want you two to go with me. Be great.
But it's your day.
And I want to spend it with my two girls.
Really?
Well, shoot, we only have enough money for you, Mom.
Oh, don't worry about it. I got plenty of money. How much did you pay for this robe? What is that stuff? It's all scratchy.
It's eucalyptus and mango in an oatmeal base. We're scrubbing away those layers of dead, dry skin.
Well, rub it all over my body and don't stop till I'm a size 8. Oh, I think I overdid it today. The girls made me breakfast and they took me out to lunch. And I felt like we really should lose some of those calories, so we left the car parked in front of the restaurant. Then we walked over to Baskin and Robbins.
Sounds like you had a great Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah, it's just great. Me and my girls hanging out together, acting crazy. Oh, we went to this movie theater, you know, but we'd already seen the show. So we stood out in front and told everybody the ending. Oh, it just doesn't get any better than that.
Mrs. Connor, it's time for your shampoo.
Oh, do I really have to move?
Sorry.
All right. Boy, what we girls won't go through to be beautiful, huh?
Oh, yeah, Mom.
You betcha. Oh, man, this stuff is sucking my brain out right through my face.
Just hang in.
She better let us go to that concert.
She will.
Ask her now.
No, wait till they done her hair and she's got a buzz going from the spray.
For crying out loud, you're wide open, man. It was your shot. Geez, for $2 million a year, you think the guy could hire somebody to teach him how to shoot? No TV.
I just came to show you my homework.
Did you finish it?
Yeah.
Long division.
It's stupid. I'll never need it. I have a calculator.
Now, wait a minute, Deej. What if your batteries go dead?
I'll buy new ones.
Okay. Say you're on a deserted island and there's no battery store and you gotta split 300 coconuts between 7 people.
Dad.
It's your choice, dude. You can grow up to be Gilligan or the professor.
So what do I do now?
It's a beautiful day outside. Go play.
Can I watch TV?
No.
Okay. You want to come with me?
Yeah, maybe after the game.
Okay.
Deej, wait a minute. You're right. Let's go do something.
What about the game?
Forget the game. What do you want to do?
Watch TV.
No, come on, man. We're two guys on the loose, wild and free. There's a whole big world out there. Let's go wherever the wind blows us. Let me get my bowling shoes. End of the line.
This was so cool, Dad.
Yeah. Didn't I tell you there was more things in the world than video games?
Yeah, you can stop saying that.
Here, give me your helmet.
I wanted to bash some stuff with my head.
It's a $200 helmet. Take it off first. Here, give me a hand wiping all the mud off of this beast.
Okay.
Big day for you, Deej. Learn how to shoot pool. You bowled your weight. Found out you gotta spit sideways when you're riding on a motorcycle. Sure beats TV, huh?
A little.
So tell me about this Allison girl that was hanging around you at the bowling alley.
I hate her.
Sounds serious.
No way. She's always bugging me. Keeps trying to kiss me.
Yeah, just like me when I was your age. Girls were drawn to me like moths to a porch light. You got the Connor curse, son.
So what do I do?
Nothing. It goes away.
Well, Mrs. Connor, what do you think?
Oh, I'm beautiful. I no longer have to think.
You look great, Mom. Yeah, like our big sister just got back from college.
Well, you guys look gorgeous, too. We're going to have to go get a picture so we can remember this.
Oh, no, we'll remember.
I think we should go over to Woolworths and try to smash all of our hair into one of those photo booths.
It'd be a little romantic evening in your future. Dad's going to go crazy when he sees you.
Are you kidding? Look at me. I can do way better than him.
Mom, when's the last time, you know, you spent some time alone with Dad? Just the two of you.
Well, darling, we really can't afford to go away right now, you know.
Well, I know, but I mean, maybe you could spend a weekend at home and we could go away. I mean, DJ could spend the night at a friend's house and Becky and I could take off for the weekend.
Take off where?
I don't know. There's this concert in Des Moines coming up.
So you want to go to a concert in Des Moines and stay for the whole weekend?
Yeah, that way you'd have the whole house to yourselves.
Where would you stay?
Get a motel room or something.
No.
Why?
Because, no. Now, if you really care about me and Dad having a weekend alone, then why don't you take DJ up and go visit your grandma? I'm sure she'd be really happy to see you.
Oh, come on.
No, you guys are way too young to go that long without an adult.
This worked out great, didn't it?
Tell me about it.
What does that mean, worked out?
Nothing. Forget it.
Oh, this whole thing was just some scam so you could go to some stupid concert, right? Damn it.
Mom.
I'm going to pay the bill. You girls get dressed and meet me in the car.
Come on, keep stirring it, Deej.
My arm is tired.
Well, if you don't keep stirring, it won't be chili.
I don't even like chili.
You like science, don't you?
Yeah.
Chili is science.
How?
Well, it's chemistry, son. See, chili represents your three states of matter. Solid, liquid, and eventually gas. Oh, my God, it's the Shirelles.
Who? Disco.
Well, Beck, did you guys have a good time?
Just swell. I'm gonna go wash this crap off my face.
See, Deej, the good-looking ones always have an attitude.
Hey.
Ooh. Flashback. Prom night, 1969. And honey, even after all those years, your hair is still just as wide.
Don't touch it, Dan. You'll dent it.
I did my homework.
You did? Oh, you know, you sure can be a good kid sometimes.
Something wrong, Roseanne?
No, everything's fine.
Deej, I want to talk to your mom for a minute. Go bug your sisters.
Use real bugs.
Well, Becky and Darlene are in a mood. What's going on?
Quality times for saps. You know, that whole thing was just a setup, and they were just trying to get something out of me. Why'd they have to do that today?
Oh, my God. Happy Halloween.
What are you complaining about? You look better. Great plan, Becky.
Me? You're the one who blew it.
Well, I didn't think she could hear.
Are you kidding? She can hear us right now.
Well, it's still really uncool of her. I mean, we spent the whole day together, and she treats us like we're infants.
You in there?
Yeah.
Come on out.
As soon as we wipe off these clown faces.
Now.
Yeah?
First of all, let's just say that you going away for a weekend to a rock concert with the nearest adult 5 hours away? That was never going to happen, no matter how you sucked up.
Well, it's unanimous.
I guess it about wraps it up.
I don't think so.
Okay, we'll apologize to her before she, like, explodes.
She's not going to, like, explode. She's too busy crying her eyes out. I'm the one you got to worry about. Because I'm very angry, and I don't like you very much right now.
Oh, so now we're also supposed to apologize to you.
Shut up. And so I don't have to say it again in a minute. You shut up, too. Well, you guys just don't get it. You see, she thought you were actually going to do something nice for her. You know, like you cared. And that would have been the very best thing you could have done for her today. But you just ruined it.
Well, what should we do?
You're going to make it up to her.
All right, we'll think of something.
No, no, you had your chance. Now it's my turn. Stop. We're going out to dinner.
No, I don't want to eat with those girls. I just want to have dinner and go to bed.
They're not coming. I'm punishing them.
Whoa.
Yes? And having to eat my chili is just the beginning. Come on, we'll decide the rest of their punishment over dinner. Let's get changed.
But they hate me, right?
No, that's the beauty part. They hate me.
Oh, Dan, that's just great.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, man, this is so much better than some old row.
Hello. Yeah, hi, Bev. Oh, good. Rosie, the kids got to your mother's. They're fine.
Great.
Oh, no, you're welcome. They wanted to come. And hey, they're old enough to take a weekend trip by themselves. What's that noise? Oh, what a treat for the girls to meet your garden club. Does anyone there play the piano? Great. Darlene loves to sing show tunes. No, she's just being modest. Make her. Did you get your projector fixed? Grand. What's a weekend at Grandma's without all those wonderful vacation slides? No, we're just going to have a little romantic weekend at home. All righty. Well, you enjoy your grandchildren. Okay, bite me.